once you work with you, you don't want to be a competition. I have Mr. Chris here.
I'm here. Thank you. Hello, Trish?
Yeah.
Hi, Trish. How are you doing?
Okay.
Good. Good to hear. You're in California as well. That's awesome. San Marcos, correct?
Right.
Okay. Awesome. Good to hear. So I know you were speaking to our mapping coordinator, and he does a pretty good job of explaining the basics here. Mentioned that you're the owner of the business, My Dream Kitchen 101?
Right. Yes.
Gotcha. All right. That's good to hear. And also mentioned that you, well, actually, I see some online presence. I believe you have a Yelp listing. Is that your Yelp listing?
I don't know. I haven't checked Yelp.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. No worries. I see you have a website, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good to hear. All right. So, look, in a nutshell, what we do, right, is basically get your company listed on the first page of Google, right? Have you ever thought about listing yourself on Google or having a Google business profile?
Yeah, I have thought of it, but I figured it's too expensive. I don't know how to do it.
No worries. We're here to help, right? So, you know, with that being said, right, so you have a beautiful website, by the way. Did you have someone make this for you, or did you work on it yourself?
Someone made it for me.
I really like it. It really stands out. Wow. And I see the latest projects here. It's really good work. Okay. That's really good. And I see you have a couple reviews here, like Lara and Karen and James, like customer testimonials. That's really good.
Yeah,
I really love the website, to be honest with you. It's really good. All right. Well, yeah, so what we're doing here is when someone is looking for a kitchen remodel, right, or, you know, let's say they just want to do a rehaul or whatever the case may be, when someone is typing in this keyword search on Google, which is a search engine, what we do as a Google Premier Channel partner is get your company found as soon as that keyword is typed in on the search engine, right? So that's exactly where we have a spot available. Why is this super important and why is this beneficial to your business, Trish, is because 90% of the purchases are done on that first page. Let me ask you a question. When you look for something on Google or online, how do you make your decision or how do you, you know, decide to contact a company?
Five stars, four stars, and number of reviews. Yeah.
Exactly, right? Yeah, so we based on a couple things. We look at the ratings and we look at the reviews. We look at maybe how close they are and if they provide the services. Let's say you're looking for a restaurant, but you want to go a little more casual. You don't want to wear, really dress up attire. Then at that point, you're going to be looking at those things. So that's exactly what we do for your business. For example, let me just give you an example. Right now, I typed in kitchen remodel, right? That's a service you guys offer, or even renovation. When I type that in San Marcos, the following companies are populating on that first page. We got Core Kitchen Designs. We got San Marco Kitchen Cabinets, San Diego Kitchen Pros. We also got the company Home Remodeling Center. We got ASAP Remodeling LLC, Remodel Works, JV Home Improvements, Design Mo Kitchen and Bath. Have you heard any of these companies by chance?
Oh no, I'm up in Hemet, and I want to be centered around Menifee and
that
area.
So you're in Menifee. Okay, let's do that. Let me type that. Menifee, California. Okay. All right. So the companies that are coming up there are Elite Kitchen and Bath Remodel, Kitchen Home Remodel 33, Lavin Home Remodel, Box Construction, Taylor Made Designs, New Empire Design Center, Golden State Home Repair, Trust Company. Ring a bell, maybe?
No, I don't know any of them.
Okay. Well, that's fine because these are the companies that are populating on Google, and here's where the best part is. Those are the companies that are capitalizing on a percentage of those searches, right? Most of those companies have websites, and they also have really good Google ratings. So they're capitalizing on a percentage of those keyword searches for the customers that are looking for those types of work, right? So that's where we can place your company. If you're trying to go into Menifee and in the surrounding areas, we can absolutely do that. We can also include other directories. Do you guys have like a Facebook business page for the company by chance?
I think my son was going to set one up.
Okay.
I had to correct the phone. The web page has the wrong phone number, so I've been after Winnie to change it to my correct phone number. So even if I've been getting calls, I haven't been getting the calls.
Oh, no. Yeah, I see a 951 number, 951-641-3567, right?
Yeah, I have no idea whose number it is.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's that definitely, if they're calling that number, it might be like a tracking number that's connected to yours. Have you tried to call it yourself by chance?
No, I haven't.
Okay. But I can do
that. You know?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, well, it seems that you just want to focus on doing the job, like, or the work, right? And, you know, and then just have someone that can take care of all these issues and have your company, you know, on Google and everywhere else. So that's what we can do for you in a nutshell, right? Just to kind of give you the basis of what we have to offer. So we can get you on Google. We can get you getting reviews when you're done with the job. You can send that to your customers, and they can start sending those 5-star reviews. We can list your beautiful website, because right now what's happening, Trish, is having a website and not having the correct information on the website can also hurt you. If people are not able to see the website and the work that you guys do, then it's like having a billboard in the middle of the desert, right? And that's actually hurting your business versus helping your business out, because, you know, I don't know how much you paid for the website. I can tell you've probably paid a pretty good amount, because it's very professionally done. It looks awesome. I've been here for 7 years, and you don't come across nice websites very often, just to be honest. In your case, the website's nice, but it's not being showcased. And not only that, but the number is incorrect. I'm not quite sure where that number goes to. So, you know, that's something that we can definitely fix for you. And so that way you're just focusing on jobs instead of, you know, focusing on everything else, which is, you know, the marketing side of things. So let's go over some pricing, okay? So everything that we do here, Trish, it's month to month. There's no contracts, right? So there's no contracts to what we do. You can obviously see the results. You can see the jobs coming in. If not, obviously, it's not going to justify what we have as far as the premium, right? Now, I can do a couple things for you. I love the fact you have a website, so I'm able to, you know, get you a discount for that. And then also, you said that your son is working on a Facebook page for the business?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Well, good. So what I can do for you is start you in at $398 to start off, and then it would be $299 every month after that, right? So the initial investment does come with a one-time setup fee of $99. That's to cover programming, to get you up ranking on Google, get you PIN verified, all that good stuff. And then every month after that would be $299, right? So, you know, I got a question for you. As far as, like, the pricing, how many clients would I have to get you to offset that cost?
Well, at least two.
At least two, right? Yeah. So the reason why I say this is because in the city of Menifee, and I just checked the surrounding cities, and let me ask you this. Are you guys able to travel, like, maybe a 50-mile radius, give or take, for a new business?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Awesome. So if you're able to, you know, travel, and if you're able to, what's it called? Go into other areas, then we can definitely cover you that as well. Okay. So the reason why I say this is because last month in July, There was 1,213 searches for remodel in the area, right? So I'm not saying, Trish, you're going to receive 1,213 phone calls, by all means, right? But if you can take advantage and capitalize on a percentage of those calls, just like those companies listed on Google, having the correct information on your website, showcasing your website and the work that you guys do, having your Facebook ad, so, you know, that would be included within the package, and then also having your other directories, right? So I know that with a couple clients, this will definitely be able to pay for itself, right?
Right.
So, you know, since this is a month-to-month program and this is something that, you know, we can offer you, get you listed on Google, I think that'd be more than fair enough to give us an opportunity for your business, right?
Well, I mean, I'm unemployed right now, so the money is really, really, really tight, and I don't know, I mean, it's a gamble.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gamble.
Let me ask you a question. So is the only
gambling?
Yeah,
the money
is the issue, right? Yeah. So I know that, you know, it's tough. And look, the last thing I want to do, Trish, is for you to dig deeper into your pockets. Like the last thing, you know, that we want to do as a company, including myself, is for this to be a bill or for this to be another expense, right? You know, we want it to be an investment that's actually going to pay for itself. And if you're investing a dollar, the whole point is to get 10 or more back, right? Like that's ideally what we want it to do. And you know, I'm definitely able to see if I'm able to do a couple things for you, and get you a more comfortable price point. So I don't have an issue with that. The whole point is the exclusivity. So, you know, it's the listing to be available. And once again, I know right now you're tight on money and it's kind of a tough thing. But once this starts getting traction and you start getting into those phone calls and getting those contracts for the service, it'll definitely pay for itself. Why? Because we're talking about Google. We're talking about the first page of Google. And we're talking about you know, something that you and I use on a daily basis. So I trust in the program and the product and what it can do for businesses. That's why I've been here for about 7 years. So if it, and thank you for being honest, if it's about cost, I can possibly do two things for you, okay? And that's something that I would have to message my supervisor and see if they can get that approved. All right, I'd be willing to waive the setup fee for you so there's no programming, right, meaning there's programming, but no setup fee for the programming of $99. So that will be waived. And if I can get you at a lower premium on a monthly basis, once again, it would be a flat rate. If you get 300 phone calls, if you get, you know, 10 phone calls, 15 phone calls, there's no charge per phone call. Get your website on Google, right? And getting everything that we just mentioned. That would be a price point of $249 if I can get that approved. I can do that for you if and when this is something that you're willing to move forward with.
I $249.
Yeah, it's about $8 a day.
I know, but it's a lot of money for me right now, and it's stupid to even say, because if it brings business in, then money won't be the issue.
No, of
but
course.
Right now, it's difficult for me.
Yeah.
I think he was going to just put it on Facebook. My son was just going to do the thing, put it on Facebook for me, and you know, he would pick up the charge, so... but I would rather be on, I would like to be on Google search, but,
Well, Trish, let me explain something to you. So as far as Facebook, what's included with this package are Facebook ads. So your son no longer has to pay for those ads. That's included with the price point. So let me explain how that works. I'm not quite sure if you have a personal Facebook page, right? Do you have one by chance?
I mean, I use Facebook with friends.
Right. Right. Exactly. Right.
Not
but yeah, no worries. But as long as you have a profile, a personal profile, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, Trish, right? And that's why you don't have to have your son do the ads. We can do them for you. That's included within this package at no additional cost. So what you're doing is you're killing two birds with one stone, right, for the most part. So when it comes to Facebook ads, the way that it works is I don't know if this has happened to you. When you're talking to someone or having a conversation or you look for something and then, boom, all of a sudden on your Facebook feed, it's like something similar pops up, like if they were to listen to your conversations. Has that happened to you?
Well, when I post things, I don't post them privately anyway because it's
no.
Political.
No, what I mean is like when you're talking to someone about something or you are looking for something on the internet, what I'm saying is that don't you ever see like an ad of what you were searching for or talking about come up on Facebook? Have you had that experience before?
Yeah, right.
Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's like, is someone listening to my conversation, right? Like, it's pretty scary.
Yeah.
So we use that tool, and that has been a great success for our company, Local Splash. And we've been in business for 20 years, and we've been using Facebook ads for about, I would say it's going on 8 years now, but that's a great retargeting tool. So when people are talking about kitchen remodel or they're having a conversation with friends or whatever the case may be, you know, that's what we do. We trigger an ad to show up on their Facebook feed, and the more that your company shows up, the better success you're going to get. So not only are you going to have your Facebook business page, right, that's obviously has nothing to do with your personal one, you're also going to have the retargeting ads. And what that does is another form of marketing to get more new clients calling your business, right? That's just on top of the Google listing. And not only just the Google listing, but to get you ranked on the first page. Because just by having a Google listing, that's not really going to help much. The whole thing here is for it to be programmed so when people are typing in those keywords, your company's showing up. That is where the magic is, right?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, see, I know I've got to do something, but to get going.
Yeah, and once again, I get it. It's, the unfortunate part here is, it takes money to make money. And I know that right now, once again, I'm not asking you to dig deeper into your pockets, but I know that once this takes place, it'll pay for itself. You know, I don't want you to think about it as a bill. I know it's something, it's like tools, right? If you invest in the right tools, yeah.
It's just the first month. It's the first month that's the issue. After that, the $250 isn't too bad, but the first month is, I've got to see that it works before, I commit.
Right.
I mean, like I tried to, what the heck was I trying to do? Oh, I'm an artist and I had designed games for teachers. And so
okay.
I go to put them, I tried to put them on, Etsy, and I tried to put them on Shopify, and I couldn't even get the storefronts up, and they had already cleaned out. Well, I opened a separate bank account just for that, and I didn't put that much, but they cleaned it out, and I didn't even have a storefront up, and this is,
But what do you mean they cleaned it out?
It means they kept billing and billing and billing until they emptied the account.
That's not good.
I had a limited amount of money in it, but.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, that's. I'm sorry you had that experience.
I didn't even have my storefront up yet, and So it was a waste of money.
I'm sorry to hear you had a bad experience with that. Yeah. I've never been on Etsy or I never used it before or any of those Temu or Wish applications. Not quite sure how that worked, but yeah, that I'm sorry to hear that. That's not good. With this, right? So I sent you a couple of things, right? That way you know a little bit more about our company. I sent you our partnership with Google. So that's I sent you a link. You would click on it. That's going to send you directly to Google's website. So you're in good hands there. I'm sending you also, our reviews, like our Google Business Profile, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
I mean, we've been together, not together. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
If you can get the first month down and I'll agree to $250 after that, but it's the first month that's going to be, I mean, I've got to see something coming in. I can't put out $250. You know, I need it down so that I can, get my feet, hit the floor running,
Yeah, you want to get your feet wet. Yeah, I mean, so just so you know, give me one second. I just want to give you an idea of what our packages go on our website. Don't be scared, okay? I'm going to send you this this link. If you open up that link, I'm sending you these messages so you can confirm a couple things. But anyhow, I just sent you a text message, Trish, with our pricing page. If you open up the most recent text message that I sent you and possibly put me on speaker, you could see the packages that we have listed on our website. We have our VIP, Ideal, and Ultimate packages. Usually the starting point for the VIP package, which is like on the low end, it's a little expensive. It's about $1,098. That's a little bit more of an advanced package. And there's a setup fee as well. As you can see, it's about $299. So it's pretty expensive, right? And in your case, what I was able to do since we're reaching out to you is I'm able to see if I can get that $249 approved, right? So I know that you're going to love it. I know it's going to work for you for sure. All you got to do is, once again, just, give me 1% of your trust and we'll earn the $99. The whole point is for this to pay for itself, right? Like, I know the first month's a scary portion, but once you start getting those customers and once you start seeing the results, I know that it's something that, once again, it's going to be turnkey and it's going to pay for itself, right? Like, that's the everybody's initial reaction sometimes when it comes to investing, but, it'll pan out and it'll work out in the long run. So that would be the best rate I can do, the $249. If we're including the Facebook ads, we're including Google, we're including the directory, so we'll get you on Apple, we'll get you on Yelp. We'll get you on Bing. That's another thing. We're also going to give you a tracking and reporting system, Trish, so you can see and track your success. You can see how many phone calls you're getting. We have an application. You're going to see how many clicks you're getting as well, your conversion, all that good stuff. So you'll be able to visually see, like, hey, this is actually working, and you're going to be able to justify, hey, I'm getting jobs and I'm getting results because I'm utilizing this service. And last thing, right, it is a month-to-month service, so that's why I let my clients know, hey, it's a month. Obviously we have to generate the results in order for you to stay on board. And the whole point is, after you start seeing success with this, is getting you on all other different programs that we have available, which are a little bit, more expensive, but they get you a bigger return. Like, it's called Google Guaranteed and, local service ads, right? Those are programs that are a little bit more advanced, a little more costly, but once you start getting those jobs, it'll pay, the cost for sure.
Gosh, I want to do it. I want to do it. I know I have to do it.
Yeah, the thing about this day and age, right? It's marketing, you know, digital marketing where it's at. Before, it was phone books, right, and word of mouth and all that. But even if it's referrals from word of mouth, guess what people want to do is they want to go online and they want to check out the business. And one of the things that I see that definitely needs immediate fixing is the phone number on your website and having your website showcased. That's a huge loss in revenue right there, just by fixing that small thing, detail, right?
You'll fix that?
Yeah, as far as getting your do you know who built your website for you? Was it
Winnie. Yeah, but she's not responding. She said she'd fixed it, but it's not fixed.
Okay, do you have the, by any chance, do you have the credentials to your website by chance? Like, your domain, like, how to get into the domain by chance?
No.
No? Let me do this. I'm going to call that number right now while we're on the phone and see what it does. Uh-huh. Just curious, you know? I'm just like, why is it coming up as a 951-641-3567? I'm going to call it right now. I'm calling from my phone. I'm actually located in California as well. I'm in, is that ringing to your phone by chance?
No.
It's not ringing to the 760.
Oh, no, I hear a ring, but.
Yeah. Oh, you hear a ring coming into your phone or no?
Well, I hear it. I think it's off your phone.
Yeah, it's off my phone, yeah.
Call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording,
yeah, that's not. Wow, that's not good at all. That should go straight to your phone. I thought it was like a tracking phone number. Yeah, so look, what I can do is if goodness, the only way, so for example, the only way I can get into your website and then be able to make those changes, or one of my technicians would be if we would have the credentials to your website, like your login to your domain, and then we can easily swap that number out. That is not an issue, right? The issue is getting into the website and being able to change it. So whoever created the website for you would definitely, yeah, I could see that Hemet, Riverside County. I see everything there, but that number is just like not. Is that her number by chance, or that number is not recognizable at all, right, to you?
I don't know what it is. No.
Wow. And how long have you had this website for, Trish?
Did it a couple of months ago.
Okay. All right. Well, it's fairly new, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not, I mean, that's, I don't want to say that thing.
Let me see what her number is. Her number is a 760 number.
Oh, her number is a 7. Yeah, so this one's a 951. The what I would have thought it would be a tracking number, because you know, a lot of companies will use a tracking number, which is okay, but the issue about, let's say this were to be a tracking number, it's not tied up to your phone number. So that's like, that's not good. Like, where are all these calls going?
I don't think it's getting any calls because it doesn't come up anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder I mean, the number works, so the number's active, but what I'm saying is that these calls are not, like, routing to anywhere, or we don't know whose number is that. So that is the issue right there. So I would be more than happy to get that fixed for you if and when I have the credentials. That's the issue. As far as everything else, as far as posting the website and getting your number all across the internet correctly, like the number that we're on, the 760-623-9888, we can get that number listed correctly. The only issue is, we would have to get that hold of your website developer and just fix that small little. It's just all it is, just that phone number. Your email's correct there, which is good, but the phone number is not showing up correctly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So really, I've got to get Winnie to fix it before it even goes up. Or to give me, she's not going to give me her credentials.
Yeah, so not necessarily like today. You know, you have to get that fixed. That's not an issue. Here's the thing. When people are looking at your website, they'll do two things. You know, they'll contact the number that's listed on your Google Business profile. That's where you're going to get majority of the phone calls, which is good. The number on the website, you know, obviously can get fixed at a later time. I would say about 25% they'll call from the website, and then, you know, 75% they'll call from the actual listing. But yeah, it would be something that would need to be taken care of, but it's not something that can prevent you from, you know, getting Google started and getting you on that first page and getting your ads on Facebook. Right now, if you know, it's like you're losing money if we're not posting you online, right? So that's the idea right there. It's like, how much money are we losing by not having the content or not having your listing on Google? How many clients are we missing out on already on top of the clients that we have missed with the website? And that's what the issue is, right? So every day that goes by and we're not having that online presence and exposure, it's definitely hurting the business financially. Nevertheless, also with the website as well, it's like, you know, I would try to get a hold of that person as quickly as possible to get that number fixed on the website. Once that number gets fixed, you're good. Your website will be running properly, and obviously your listing would be at the same time. Right now, the point is that even if with that website, like if it's not visible to anybody, yet alone the number, but if it's not visible, then, you know, once again, it's like a billboard. It's just in the middle of the desert. No one's able to find it at all, you know?
Yeah. And $250 is the best you can do for the first month, though.
Yes, for the first month, I promise you, I'm not. If I can do anything better, you know, because you want to have the Facebook ads, correct? You want to have the retargeting ads. That's something your son was going to do. That includes everything. It's the best I can do. And I got the approval code already from my manager. And it's just a generic. It says August 1st. That's what she gave me as an approval code. But yeah, the best rate I can do for you today would be $249. That would be out the door. There's no lead fees. There's no taxes. It's a flat rate. You don't have to pay a penny more. It obviously gets grandfathered in. So next month it's not going to go up. What I was able to do for you is waive your setup fee. So I'm not even charging you a setup fee to get things started. And it went from $299, and I'm saving you $50 a month. It would be $249. That would be the round number exactly. No more. And if we divide that in 30 days, let's say by next month, September 4th, you're talking about $8 and change, you know, like a cup of coffee at Starbucks, you know. But yeah, that would be the absolute. Yeah, I know. But my girlfriend does Starbucks. I hate it. She does Starbucks every day, and there's coffee at the house. And I get so upset with her. It's like you could buy it. The ground coffee, and you can buy the Starbucks brand if you like, and save yourself, you know, a lot of money. But she decides to go to Starbucks. It's her money, but it's a waste of it. I know.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start it, but I for just 1 month, and
okay.
I want to be able to approve the second payment.
Okay.
I want it to go through automatically, just in case it's not working.
Yeah, no problem. Also, you can also do this. You can also contact us 3 days before the next billing is due, and you can, you know, assess the program, and we can cancel at that point, at that moment too, right? So you're not married to us.
So when does the billing start? The first of the month or when?
No. So let's say, like, we're going to start today, right? So we'll start today, August 4th, and the next billing date would be September 4th. So you would call on September 1st. That would be 3 days before your billing. And, you know, you can reassess the campaign and say, hey, you know what? It's working. You know, great. I want to, you know, add a couple more things or whatever the case may be. Or let's say it's not working, which I doubt that would be the case. But anyhow, just throwing it out there, then you can cancel at that moment. So, yeah, you're not, once again, you're not binded to anything. You just want to make sure that we're seeing success of the campaign and it's actually working for you. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a month's service. Trish, is that your is the number the 760-623-9888? Is that the number you want customers to call you and be listed on Google?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And I just want to confirm your email. I got mydreamkitchen101@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And Trish, what is your last name? This is for account purposes. We're not going to showcase this on the internet.
E-L-G-E-E.
E-L-G-E-E. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. All right. And then as far as the name of the company, want to make sure it's showcased correctly. My Dream Kitchen 101. Is that how you want to list it on Google?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know, I'm in my dream kitchen. I thought of a better name later, but by then I already paid for the website, so I left it.
That's fine. That's fine. And we're located in Hemet, California. Okay. What's the address? So what Google's going to do is they're going to do what's called a verification.
I don't have a storefront though.
No.
I don't
so let me. Yeah, no worries. Let me explain that, right? So Google's not going to have customers go knocking on your door. I know you're a home service company, right? So that's okay. We're not going to showcase your business. Trust me. I don't want nobody going to your house no, of course not. We don't do that. So the reason for this is for account purposes. What Google is going to do, just so you know, Trish, is they're going to do what's called a business verification for your Google business profile. You know where the little red dot and services and hours of operation, pictures of your business, all that good stuff? They're going to verify that. So they just need an address to send, you know, a postcard to it or verify the address. That's all. They're not going to showcase your business. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, what's that address?
Business. I go to them.
Oh, of
yeah,
course. Yeah.
Because this is what was wrong with Home Depot is would work off of scrap paper that showed their kitchen layout, and you can't see how it works in the house. So you
can't move
things. You're designing in a box instead of in a house. So this is much better to do concierge service.
I love
it.
Yeah.
You go to the home, you talk to them, you see what their decor is like, you see what they want, and you walk through it with them. So, okay, maybe I should have written that too. It's a concierge service. But anyway, all right.
No, it's
my
okay. We're gonna put that on Google too. So any keywords that you want to come up for, we're going to be able to do that. That's the next step. We're going to take those notes here momentarily. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. What's the address?
1380 Amberwood Drive.
Amberwood Drive, Hemet. Okay, I got it here. Okay. So I'm updating that. I'm updating your website. So Trish, I just want to spell it. It's T-R-I-S-H, correct?
Right.
Okay, got it. All right, so yeah, we're going to take a couple notes. What's going to happen is you're going to have what's called a client interview, and that's with our technician. What the technician does is basically they're going to go over the keywords, they're going to go over the service areas, all that good stuff, okay? So it's about a 30-minute phone conversation. We're going to block off about an hour, but it's just 30 minutes. And basically, that's that's going to be it to get you programmed in, because we want to make sure, you know, we don't have any mistakes, Trish. We really want to make sure that you're coming up exactly how you want to come up on Google, right? Like, that's the whole point. It's not what we want. It's what you want, and we will make some recommendations, right, at the end of the day. That's what we want to do. Now, with that being said, I just going to take some quick notes about the business so that way we're able to showcase it correctly on Google. Give me 1 second. Why is that not showing up? Huh. Okay. All right. No worries. All right. So I got a couple questions here as far as the business. And what hours of operation do you want for the company?
9 to 5.
9 to 5? Okay. Would it be Monday through Friday, or do you work, you want to get calls on weekends?
9 to 5, 7 days a week.
Okay. So we're going to do Monday, Sunday, 9 to 5. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay, sounds good. And as far as, you know, as far as the keywords, what do you want to be found for? So when people are looking for services, what are the exact, not exact, but, you know, give me an idea of some of the keywords that you would type in yourself to be found.
Kitchen remodel.
Okay.
Kitchen cabinet.
Okay.
All wood, plywood. Oh, I don't know if that would be. They won't type that in, though.
And it's fine, because once you get, when the technician's going to do their homework, and they're just, they are going to see what searches are done in the area. So this is a start, okay?
All right. Concierge service.
Love it.
Free measure, free design, free quote.
Okay.
Countertops and cabinets.
Tops, okay.
Installed or not, really.
Okay.
And total price would be half what the big box stores charge.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, I got that. All right, well, that's a good start. Once again, once we have the client interview with the technician, they'll be able to add any more services or, you know, keywords that are being found on Google. And so what are the cities that you want to focus on? Obviously, your own backyard, Hemet. What other cities would you like to do? Menifee is another one you mentioned.
Menifee. I don't know the cities around this area without looking at
okay.
a map.
Let me pull up what are the best search cities right now. Give me 1 second. Cities around. I gotcha. Okay. All right. We got San Jacinto. We got Beaumont. We got Sun City. Banning. We got
It's San Jacinto. We have that one.
Okay. We got Marietta. That's another one. Paris.
Yeah, Marietta, Paris. Lake Elsinore.
Lake Elsinore.
I was
about to buy a house there last year. Lake Elsinore. Okay.
I don't know what the other names. Those are the only names I know, but, you know, big circle around Hemet.
I'm putting some options here, and once again, you know, we can have the technician go over this real quick. Paris is another city that's pretty close to there. It's called Paris. Marietta, and we did mention Lake. Okay, and then Yucaipa.
There's some that starts with W. What?
There's another city called Yucaipa.
Okay.
Yeah. These are just like surrounding cities. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, all right, good. Thanks for that.
But I wouldn't see red side. It's too big.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So I'm just putting these notes here for the technician here, which is good. And I'm just putting the rest of the stuff here. And how do you pronounce your last name? I just want to see if I'm pronouncing it correctly because I don't want to butcher it.
LG. You just forget all the E's.
LG, right?
LG, yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I stated it correctly. Okay, awesome. Well, good to hear. We got that done already, so that's already good to go. And, okay. All right, so everything's good to go here. All right, so now what we're going to do is we read a 90-second voice verification. This is for your protection, going over the details of what the service is, because we do have you at that discounted rate. We'll go over all that good stuff. And then what we'll do is we'll set up your client interview with one of the technicians. I don't know if you have availability today or would you have availability tomorrow? What would work best for you? It's only, once again, a 30-minute call or 45-minute call, depending on if you have any questions.
Whenever it works.
Okay. I'm sorry. You said today or tomorrow? I didn't hear that. I'm sorry about that.
Good. Today or tomorrow.
Okay.
What is the name of your company so I can list that on my phone?
Yeah, so the name of the company is Local Splash. Matter of fact, let me text you Local Splash, and I'm going to text you right now my direct phone number so that way you have it and you could save it from there. You want me to text it to you or you want me to say it just out loud? What do you prefer?
Well, I already wrote Local Splash, but if you can text it, that's good too.
Okay. So I'll just text it right now, and then it'll have my extension. My name is Chris, and my last name is Hernandez. I sent you a couple other text messages as well, just that way you have that, for your records. I sent you the credentials to Google as well, so you can have that, and I also sent you information about the company as well. So I'm sending you the text message right now with my contact information. It should be in your text messages now. So let me know if you heard a little ding or if you got that. Were you able to get that?
I didn't hear anything. Here it goes. All right.
Okay. It was a little slight delay. Yeah, so that's my contact information. My extension is 247. And you can contact me at any time, okay? Okay, sounds good. So we got everything verified there, and then we're gonna read that voice verification here in the next minute or so. Before we get to the voice verification, as far as the initial investment of the $249, would you like to use a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Visa.
Gotcha. Okay. And Trish, whenever you're ready, there's four numbers at a time. There's 16 total. We'll write it down and I'll repeat them back to you for accuracy.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. You know what? I don't have them. I have Avalea Kitchen email, but not one for my Dream Kitchen 101. I'm going to open up a Google account. Wait a minute. Okay. The Visa number is 4250. Are you there still?
Yeah, I'm verifying 4250. Mm-hmm.
1-800-3580-3757.
Okay, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy. I got 4250. I got 1-800, 3580, 3757. Is that correct, Trish?
Correct.
Okay, awesome. And what is the expiration date and the three-digit code on the card?
Expiration is 0326 and 445.
Okay. You said 445?
Right.
Okay, 445. Okay, so before I process any of this, this payment here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the voice verification. Once again, this is for your protection to outline, you know, the service agreement and so forth, right? So, Trish, if you have any questions regarding it or anything that doesn't really add up or whatever the case may be, you know, feel free to grab my attention and then I'll be able to explain it to you, okay? All right. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's also an added form of protection for you. Right, so we're doing this to protect you. Now, it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
My Dream Kitchen 101.
Gotcha. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Patricia LG, designer, owner.
Okay, great. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Trish, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Good to hear. And as a result of increased visibility, you may get calls from third-party vendors or other companies unrelated to Local Splash. And what we're going to do for you, Trish, is we're going to give you a security question, okay? This is very important because we don't want anybody to call and say, hey, we're from Local Splash, and try to charge you or sell you something that you really don't need, okay? So the security question that we have for you, so when you call in and you ask the agent, what's my security question? They should be able to give you this answer, okay? So we got three questions as options. We got mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name? What do you prefer?
City.
City? Okay. What city would that be in?
Malden.
Malden? Okay. All right. And how, Malden, is it spelled M-A-U-L-D-E-N?
M-A-L-D-E-N.
Oh, okay. Got it. I know sometimes it's a little weird pronunciation. Okay. Got it. That's I got it correctly. Okay. So once again, if they call and they try to verify that, then you ask them, hey, what city was, you know, as a security question. So, you know, it's from us, right? So just want to let you know that. Now, with that being said, it says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is practically saying is if you get a call from a different company or whatever the case may be, just let us know. That way, you know, we know that you're not being charged extra for something that we are already doing for you, right? It's more for your protection, okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as the business, right, is the business licensed and insured or not quite yet?
I have a license already.
Okay, beautiful. So they might ask for that information to verify the business. They might not, so it just depends on what the circumstances are. This would be Google to get you verified, okay? So just letting you know. Okay, so it says your payment for the initial term will be charged today's date, and it'll be on 4/8, so August 4th. Your next month payment would be on September 4th for the discounted amount of the $249, right? You may discontinue your agreement.
Excuse me, but today is the 5th. You lost.
Oh, today's the 5th. Yeah, sorry. Sorry about that. I don't know why I was looking at my calendar right now and I saw the 4th, and that was I'm a day behind, right? My apologies,
yeah,
the 5th. Okay, sorry about that. Thanks for correcting me. So basically, if you are wanting to cancel your agreement, all you would have to do is contact client support. What we want you to do is call 3 days before your next billing date. So you're talking about what, the 2nd of September, and then we can cancel that account. Okay. So do you agree to the terms and renewal cancellations of the program?
Fine. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So everything's set to go. The last thing we got to do is we sent you an invoice, and that's for your record too, right? So you saw, you're going to have a breakdown of what was charged on your card and the breakdown of the service. So let me know if you have received that. It'll say initial invoice. It'll be through email or text message. So you let me know if you have received that already.
So email or text. Let me check email.
Yeah, it was both. Mm-hmm.
Kitchen and bath design and fries. It's supposed to say your business.
What it'll do is that it'll say initial invoice. It'll be an email or a text message. It'll take maybe like 1 or 2 minutes, but it should be there.
Okay, email, yeah.
Okay. Let me resend it to you just in case. All right. Give me one second. Let me do that. So that way you have it on in your inbox. Let's see. All right. I'm sending that now again. Resending that again to you. Invoice.
Oh, where are you sending it?
I'm sending it to you, the email that was provided for me, the My Dream Kitchen 101 at Gmail.
Oh.
That's where I'm sending it to.
Oh, that's because I can't find it right now. That's what I'm looking at. I've got Abelair Kitchens and I've got PSLG, but I don't have My Dream Kitchen. I don't know where it is.
It's okay. I can send it through text message as well. So don't worry about that. Let me resend it through text message. All right. So I just resent it again to you. So let me know if you got a little ding.
There it is. Okay. Next. Enter your password. Oh. Wait a minute. Facebook, My Dream Kitchen, My Dream Kitchen. Oh, there it is. No, that's it. No, that's right.
Yeah, were you able to see that text message?
Text. Oh, text. Text.
Mm-hmm.
Text. Yeah, local splash. We've got it.
Initial invoice? Okay. Yeah, so when you get a chance after the phone call, you can go into that invoice and just type in your first name and last name. That'll activate your dashboard for your client interview. So that would be you know, before the client interview. And that's the last thing I want to confirm with you is we have a client interview. If you want to do it today, we can. There's availability from 2 to 3 p.m. I don't know if that works for you, 2 to 3 p.m. It's going to take, once again, anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, tops an hour. That's if you do have questions or concerns. Or we could do it tomorrow,
okay.
Anytime. It's up to you.
Okay, no, today or tomorrow is fine. Either way, doesn't matter.
Okay. So can I put you down for 2 p.m. today? Would that work?
Yeah, by then I should be able to open up that email.
No worries. And if you're having issues, then the technician can help you out as well, right? So I don't want you to stress out about that. You know, it's not, you know, don't stress out. Okay, so I'm just writing a couple things here. Your client interview, once again, will be at that time. And then we will go over, you know, like the final steps and kind of last things that we need to go over. Let's see, I'm just putting this. You're going to get an email notification. Give me 1 second with that. So, see if you'll get it and see if you're able to open it up at that time. Let me just confirm that real quick. See if the technician is available. I'm pretty sure they are. Yep, they are. Okay, good. And then we're going to do, okay, Trish. Okay, I'm just typing in the last couple of things. Okay, so yeah, I got that in, and we're sending that invitation now, so it should be in your inbox, and hopefully you can get your email squared away. I want to be the first one to welcome you to the company. Trish, I know that, you know, you gave me your trust, and I'm definitely going to make sure we deliver for you. If there's any concerns you have, you can always reach out to me. The most important thing that we need to do right now is get your client interview started. So that's going to take, you know, once again, 30 minutes to 45 minutes. That's going to be from 2 to 3 p.m., okay? And we're in California as well, so we're in the same time zone. The technician will go over all the details, but we're pretty much set. And, yeah, if you can open up that email or open it through the email or the text message where it says initial invoice, you're going to get your terms and conditions. You're going to see what was the breakdown of the charge, and then also you're going to see all the services that we have included with the service, okay? If you could just type in your name before the client interview so that way the technician can get your account started. Without that, we can't start the account.
Okay. Well, I just got into my June Kitchen account, 101.
Nice.
Where I'm supposed to be.
Okay,
and, and I've got 3 emails from you.
Okay, beautiful. So now you have all those emails.
This is from Chris. One is from your name.
Okay, good.
Like, it looks like I've got a lot of people that wants to do what you're doing for me.
Well, you no longer need them. So, once again, if you get calls from other companies, just, you know, once again, if they're not related to Local Splash, let them know you're all set. You're already working with a company, and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to move forward with them, right? Just let them know that you're all set.
All right.
Okay, Trish. Well, thank you so much for your time. Once again, thank you for much giving me your trust today. Don't forget the client interview later on. It's very important to get that process started and done, and then we'll get your business on Google fairly quickly, right? If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to reach out. And, you know, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today. Okay?
All right.
All right, Trish. We'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.